Welcome back. Our good friend from Quincy College, Dr. Rick DeCristofaro, stopping by for an update on how things are going this fall semester and what we can look forward to in the coming year, which is not that far off. Rick, great to see you as always.
Right, great. Always a pleasure to be here, Joe.
Likewise.
Thank you so much for everything you do and everything Cable does. Jonathan back there, incredible job. So
thank you.
The city is very fortunate.
Oh, thank you. That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
We don't hear a lot of compliments.
So no, I can put it in writing too, Joe.
If you would. You know, a little plaque would be nice.
Well, I don't know about that one.
Perhaps a monument later on down the road. How's things going?
Good.
Yeah.
Everything's really good.
Yeah.
Really good and positive, you know, and, you know, this fall coming into the fall was working hard at the enrollment piece because of free college and not being totally included in
that,
you know, but we were up probably about 17 or 18%, you know, over 3,100 students.
Wow.
So we did very, very well, and I think it's a tribute to a lot of people in the college that really worked hard over the summer, making sure we had a great summer, you know, a really great summer, and then moving on to the fall. So people working hard.
I know there are efforts going on behind the scenes to get Quincy College included in free community college at the state level, right?
Yeah, we are working. I mean, the state reps have done a really great job,
sure.
You know, and John Keenan, the Senate, and of course Ron, the Speaker, you know, is constantly working, and I'm constantly, you know, advocating. So
right.
We'll see where we go. The mayor's been absolutely outstanding
okay.
in that effort. So we have some great Quincy people working hard for the college in Boston.
But it's good to see that regardless, you're still thriving. And
yeah, you know, you get to a point where you say, okay, it is what it is right now.
Right.
So how do we deal with it right now?
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that whatever you do is competitive and unique. You know, it has to be unique because the community colleges are working kind of within the same institutional resources and offerings, where we, without those institutional resources, we need to do things like, you know, the radiology, you know, building a radiology lab. Right now we're going to build an occupational therapy lab, as well as being with our physical therapy assistant, bringing it to Quincy, leaving it in Plymouth and still continue, but expanding that program. Those are the uniquenesses that we really need to continue to work on.
Not to mention the baccalaureate programs that are available, right?
Yeah, baccalaureate programs are doing great. This is probably about 250, 260 students.
Wow.
You know, the business management, the psychology, and computer science. Psychology is doing great for first year, for second year, just terrific. There's about 150, 160 students in our business management baccalaureate, and our computer science, again, probably 75 to 80 students. So we're doing very well. Those are the uniquenesses as compared to the community college. So we have to keeping our eyes on what we can do as a competitive edge.
Right.
You know, so we do that with early college. You know, early college has done very, very well. And, you know, now it's about 290 students, Quincy, North Quincy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have the summer of 24, we had 220 students, summer academy at the college, Quincy and North. And then this year they just started offering grade 9 early college.
Wow. Okay.
So it's 9 to 12. And then we also have an accelerated program that would be very unique in the state.
Yes, tell me about this. We haven't talked about this before.
Yeah. Accelerated, what we're doing beginning in January is we have a cohort of students that right now Keith Sagala and Megan Giovannone from the college, QPS, interviewing students and parents to say, look, this is going to be a rigorous accelerated program. You know, in order to do this, the student needs not only to be an excellent student, but also to have the support at home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's going on right now. There'll be 16 to 20 in this initial pilot cohort.
Okay.
And those students will be on their way, 9 to 12, to have a free associate's degree when they leave. So you leave with a diploma, you leave with your associate's degree, you save incredible amount of funding and time, two things that are key. So we have that going, and that should be a really great program.
So talk about unique. That's unique, certainly, right? Just keeping it all in Quincy,
it
all in house.
Right, you know, and you know, the visionary down the road, we could probably offer that not free. These are free courses to these students, free. So it's wonderful.
Quincy public school students, right? important.
North Quincy, Quincy High School graduates, as well as we also have scholarships for these students. You know, if a student comes from Quincy High or North Quincy High, they get a full year scholarship to QC. Still doing the superintendent.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another piece. So we really are trying to build the brand as we go forward.
So this is separate from early college. This is a whole separate program.
It's under the same
early
college high school, but it's just another piece of it, another element of another program within it.
So how would the students be different, you know, in this accelerated associate's degree as compared to the early college program?
Yeah, very similar in a sense of many of the courses they're taking, but they would take additional courses.
Okay.
So they would take it either after school. They would take it on Saturdays. They would take it during vacations. It has to be rigorous. They have to be doing what everyone else does, but they would be taking more.
In addition to, okay, all right.
Yeah. So that's a really good thing. And right now, on Saturday, we have a Saturday program at South Middle School, early college prep.
Really?
You know, so students we can really begin to take a look at these students and make sure that they're all set for early college. So the next one that's at South, the next early college prep would be in Dana Point.
Okay. So try and keep it around the city.
Yeah. We'll just keep going until we get a lot of students that may not know, parents that may not know about the benefits of the program. So
I was going to ask, how do you kind of work in the Quincy Public Schools to make the students and the teachers aware of these programs? How does that
happen? Well, the great thing is Superintendent Mulvey,
Assistant
Superintendent Aaron Perkins, and then Keith Sagala, who is the business partner, started as business partners, and then Chapter 74, is just extraordinary. So he's working with Megan Giovannone over here. I think she's been here before, Megan.
Yep.
And Keith,
yep,
I'm sure, has been here. But they're the ones that work with Quincy Public Schools, staff, administration, and with the college administration and faculty to make sure that there's consistent communication and success.
Okay. Interesting.
It is. It's great. It's wonderful. It's a great opportunity. And we have a State Street grant. State Street Foundation has done some great things, $500,000 a year. So we have that as well as DESE funding as well. So the legislature's done fine in making sure these funds are available.
Do you have any sense, Rick, for the percentage of students that have gone through the early college program and then continued their education at Quincy College?
I'll just take this year. This fall, when we started, it was maybe 10 or 11 students that would come
here.
It's
brand new, right? Yeah.
We're well over 70 students that come here. So they take advantage of the scholarship. But there's what sometimes people don't understand is the quality of education that these students get. And that cheers element, you know, that everyone knows your name. You know, that feeling of an environment where you know that you trust and you're valued. It's different. It's very unique in that way. And I think students would share that same feeling.
Yeah, I mean, they still get the camaraderie of a high school social setting, right?
Yeah.
But only at the collegiate level.
Yeah, so, the difference is what we try to do is we have the seniors come over maybe three times a year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll take a college class.
Yep.
Then they'll meet after as a cohort to talk about it, whatever. Plus, they get lunch. And so those are good things.
That's never a bad thing.
Yeah, and then we have the juniors come over maybe twice a year.
Okay.
So they get used to the whole regiment and the routine, which is, it's different. It's very different.
Yeah.
But I think they get quickly acclimated to their next year as seniors coming over here.
And you know, every program you've talked about, every course offering you've talked about, really is designed to set a student up to get right into the workforce right out of college.
Perfect. You're absolutely correct.
Yeah.
That's why our lab in Boston is so important.
Yes.
It's all workforce development. But the programs that we have, like the physical therapy, our baccalaureates in business, of course, and psychology, of course. But we also started an associate in fire science with Quincy Fire Department, and Chief Jackson has been extraordinary and just support.
That's great.
And working to see where we go with the firefighters in Quincy. So that program's got eight firefighters right now involved in that program,
really?
And that'll grow. I mean, it'll grow, and they talk to each other and say, hey, you know what, this is a great thing, you know, for them, personally, for their education. But, you know, the other programs, the radiology, the biotech, the surge tech, our nursing programs, All of these are doing exactly what you said. You know, you're not going to go 4 years and not know what you're going to do. You know, it's very, very, very pathway oriented, and that pathway is workforce somewhere, somehow.
And I mean, a good starting pay too with these these jobs. You know, there some of them are certificate, some of them are degree, but either way, they can you can make a living wage.
Absolutely,
right out of the college.
It's just a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
it really is. It's great stuff.
You spoke of the nursing program. How about a nursing update?
Yeah, the nursing program. I mean, last time I was here, we talked about full program.
Yes.
We got full program. So what we're looking at now, we just had a visit from the New England Council of Higher Education, NECHE. They came to take a look at the two new programs, the psychology and the computer science. They say, okay, we'll have what we call what they call general approval. So what we'll be able to do is to begin. Right now, we're looking at a practical nurse to registered nurse, a bridge program.
Yep.
All right, we can do that. But that piece that we want is the Bachelor of Science in Nursing.
Right.
That's that eye on the prize.
Yep.
And so we're working that. The PN program, I wish it would grow. I wish it would grow much faster. It's not, so we have to do some work there.
Practical nursing.
Yeah,
okay.
But as soon as we get the practical nursing to the RN, registered nurse program going, and there's that bridge, I think there'll be a lot more interest in this nice little pathway again.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So while you work as a PN, you're working towards your RN, your registered nurse. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
really doing great. It's really doing great, and I think from where it was to where it is, there's been excellent growth.
Very good.
For students. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned scholarships. There was just a big awards presentation.
Yeah, well over $80,000.
$80,000.
We gave to so many students, and these students, you're taken aback because they're so grateful for what you offer them. These students have a vision, you know, and we supply. You know, their pathway to the vision that they have.
Yeah. Well, I think for a lot of them, maybe they didn't ever think that college would be in their future,
absolutely.
You know, to have a degree like that. So they're extremely aware of the benefit that they're getting and extremely grateful for it as well.
Yeah.
You
feel it.
Yeah.
You just feel it, you know. And the great thing now is, you know, along with our Board of Governors, Chris Carroll is the new chairperson.
Mm.
And Frank Santoro, the assistant, you know, which is great. But the other piece that we have is a new foundation, Quincy College Foundation. Paul Barbadoro is the chair.
Mm-hmm.
I think you know Paul. He's been with the college for years, graduate of the college, but now has his own law firm and doing tremendous. So he's going to be chairing our Quincy College Foundation.
Oh.
So that should take care of the fundraising, the business partnerships, the alumni. So it's another piece of the pie that has our focus on our students.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about a little bit about the alumni, and do you find that they're forming their own foundation now and their own support systems, support network?
We have a long way to go.
Yeah,
we have a long way to go with alumni, and Kara Bobroff, she was with us at North Quincy High School, did a great job there. She's really the institutionally advanced person.
Okay.
She's the one that's going to be working with the foundation.
Okay.
So she's got that huge job of creating this alumni network.
That's a tough one. And it's something that needs to be tended to all the time, you know, year round. It's a full-time position.
Yeah.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah,
and it's in some ways starting from scratch because it's a foundation. You're starting, okay, what do I do now, coach? She'll do an extraordinary job. But it's a lot of work to get cooking. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's going to benefit our students the more we can touch base and do the days of giving, day of giving, or maybe one pretty large foundation event.
Event, yep.
You know, somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
Before I get into assisted living, I think it'll work.
You've got a long way to go, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, but that's okay. We'll keep working at it.
You mentioned coach. How's athletics going?
Athletics are great.
Yeah.
Just at the game Saturday, and our basketball team is really, really doing great.
Mm-hmm.
And we have an increase in overall student athletes.
Mm.
You know, Jack Raymer has the track program building, which is a good thing. The baseball program is doing fine. They had a great fall. They'll obviously be in the spring as well. Basketball is hockey's doing well as well, and basketball is 4-0 and really, really terrific group of students. And they can play.
Yeah. All the home games at Quincy High this year.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, 9 home games at Quincy High, working with Kevin Sagala, of course, the superintendent of the schools, Kevin Mulvey, to make sure that we had a 3-point line because they couldn't play there before. But that gym is It's just an incredible place to play. So our students are thrilled.
That's great.
To be there. Yeah.
It's because, of course, Eastern Nazarene College is closing, so how will that impact Quincy College?
Yeah, and we're right. But we did that. We had that in play.
Oh, okay.
You know, because I thought, to be in Quincy, to say we're in Quincy, not that Wollaston is too far away, but it was better to have it close to the college, because if we did have students that wanted to go to the game, that had a late class, they could just walk down
right
the street
over. Sure, yeah.
And be there. And plus, the parking is great, too. So.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful gym, and we're very, very fortunate.
Yeah.
So Kevin Sagala, and again the superintendent, really were very supportive of having us be there.
Yeah, you may have heard the mayor mention during the news looking at possibly Quincy College utilizing some ENC facilities in the future.
Yeah, and obviously he's there is no better visionary for this city. Proof. Just go anywhere in the city. So we'll continue to work with him and of course the board of governors to see what may be in the future for ENC.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to that.
Yeah, we will.
Look forward to an update from you in the not-too-distant future.
I'm ready when you are. It's great stuff.
Always
so
good
thank
to see you
very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming over. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
It.